Chapter 37. Turmoil. Battle Barge Charybdis, Solitorium. Varkir knelt in the soothing darkness of the ship's solitorium. In one hand he clutched the onyx pearls of his Rosarius. The other clenched the haft of his dragon-headed Crozius. His head was bowed, a chaplain at peace. In truth, he was a son in turmoil. Leaning forwards on his armoured haunches, he ignited the brazier pan in front of him, and it flared into life, throwing off hot amber light and chasing back the shadows until they cowered at the solitorium's ornate periphery. Most vessels that served the drakes had solitoriums for reflection and renewal. Fire-black walls, ash-heavy on the stifling air, they were also where the branding of deeds would be made into flesh with a searing iron. No serf stood nearby, ready to apply the rod, though. Varkir was alone. He needed solace, not purification. Not yet. Ever since being reunited with his sons, Vulcan had espoused the virtues of sacrifice and self-sufficiency. Isolation to marshal thought and refocus purpose was a way of being to the salamanders. It fell to Nomus Ritan to instruct the Legion in this creed when the Primarch could not. How Varkir wished for his mentor's spiritual wisdom now. Gently he depressed the catches that locked his skull helm to his gorget. The clamps disengaged with a hiss of vented pressure, and the chaplain slowly lifted off his helmet. It took less than seconds for his senses to realign, all sights, sounds, and smells recalibrated as part of an enhanced physiological response. As he stared into the flame, his eyes saw through the crimson of his sclera and not the deep amber of his lenses. "Father," he beseeched the fire, "help me see you." The flames flickered, roaring higher as the accelerant within the brazier pan caught and ignited, but nothing revealed itself. "My lord," he whispered, eyes watering as he glared without relenting, "please, show me what Numeon can see." Endless flame, a rolling conflagration that stretched to the limits of his mind's eye, was Varkir's reward. "Is this my trial?" he snapped at the shadows, suddenly angry, as if Vulcan watched from the smoky penumbra. "Am I to be the doubter whilst others believe? Must I take that role in all of this?" No answer came, and Varkir shut his eyes before his proximity to the flame seared them. "I don't wish to be blind anymore," he said in a quiet voice, his rage spent, desolation absolute. And in his despair, Varkir failed to realize he was not alone, after all. A lonely figure watched him, in secret, his grey armor the perfect camouflage. As he watched, Caspian Hecht slowly drew a short spather blade from its scabbard. Rekor Zathen had wanted to die on Istvan V. As the betrayal was revealed and the bombs arced down in earnest, he had been trapped in the Urgal Depression with the rest of his brothers. 18 line companies, almost 1,000 Ethonian pyroclasts, hemmed in and butchered with scarcely a reply. After the initial devastating salvo, order mainly broke down. Zathen fought alongside remnants of other realm companies and scattered survivors from the Raven Guard, whose lines had buckled and spilled over into the fracturing salamander's advance. He reached the Urgal foothills to find an implacable martyr's wall of death guard, rigorously drilled and marshalled by heavily armoured section leaders. He had seen the 14th fight. They were tough. Heavy imperial armoured battalions were more yielding. Between the terrain, the razor wire, and the dense warplate of the Death Guard, the Ithonian pyroclasts were crushed. Salamanders specialized in asymmetric tactics, but here on the black, blood-churned sand, they were outgunned and outmaneuvered. No strategy, no ploy existed to overcome such deplorable odds. Survive or die. Kill or die. 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 Zathan went down under a sprawl of bodies. He screamed, in rage for the treachery of those he considered kin and anguish for the brothers cruelly slain. It was an affront to honor, to brotherhood, to everything the Legiones Astartes had once stood for. His flame projector long since spent, he reverted to a combat blade, saw-toothed and razor-edged, and stabbed. The blood of Barbarus drenched his Mark III plate, flooding his breather grill and gumming the soft joints between the armpit and greaves. Something flashed, a dark blade reflecting off the slowly blackening sun. A searing jag of pain coursed from the base of Zathen's left ear across his nose, fractionally missing his eye before it terminated at his right temple. His helm was gone, split in half, the scale mask torn to pieces by the savage kukra held in an officer's blood-black hand. It flecked Zathen's cheek, still warm, as the Death Guard raised it up to strike. A bolt round took him in the neck, blasting apart the gorget and ripping out most of his throat. The warrior died, choking on his own blood. Zathen finished him with a heart thrust, ramming his combat blade two-handed. Carnage reigned, coming together in a mosaic of pain and abject suffering. War, made by the legions, was unlike anything previously known to man. It leveled cities, turned skies to fire, oceans to steaming vapor, and rendered civilizations to dust. It brought worlds to ruin. War made by legions against other legions was magnitudes worse. Tanks burned in squadrons, heaped together like animal carcasses. Contemptors crawled on their bellies, legs severed and drooling smoke. A raven guard reached for the sky, but was brought down with his exhaust jet still burning and stabbed to death by six other legionaries. A captain, clutching his company banner, was decapitated by a lasbeam. His headless corpse stood for a few seconds before a Proteus ground him down beneath its armored hide. Clouds of acidic gas and other deadly chemical weapons surged voraciously through swathes of tightly packed legionaries, corroding armor and melting flesh. Above, storm birds, striving to reach the upper atmosphere, were picked apart by flocks of fire raptors. Shrapnel descended in a lethal rain. One of the heavy gunships came down with it, crushing a troop of Sicaran Venators attempting a counterattack. Their resistance ended before it ever really began. Dismembered, quartered, butchered, impaled, skinned, flensed, gutted, incinerated, loyal sons of throne and emperor were slain by the thousand. Istvan V had become a hecatomb beyond reckoning, where even deiform beings were not spared the executioner's axe, as the iron hands would soon learn. Proud warriors had become cattle led to the slaughter. The roar of death screams and weapons discharge merged. Zathan sank to his knees, overwhelmed, his transhuman fortitude nearing its end. When he looked up, a phalanx of destroyer legionaries was already bearing down on him. Drakes and ravens lay split and bleeding in their wake. Some were being mutilated. Skulls and fleshless torsos had been raised up as grim trophies. The rad-scarred gaze of the destroyers alighted on Zathan and what remained of his decimated company. Staggering, bleeding, he struggled to his feet and wished for death. To die standing, blade in hand, and cursing the turpitude of those he had once called allies. It was not to be. A low whine cut above the roar of the battle, so low Zathen almost missed it. The explosion hit hard, throwing the salamander off his feet. Heat washed over Zathen, felt through the slowly cooking bodies of those who had landed on top of him. Shouts heard distantly through the fog of war resolved on a breeze tainted with heat and the acerbic reek of metal. He was dragged from the field, scarred, half-dead, into the belly of a stormbird. Zathen had been only partially aware of his surroundings. He remembered Gargo clutching the ruined stump of his shoulder and the Raven Guard apothecary ministering to a stricken salamander before a sniper took him in the back. His armored form rolled limply off the entry ramp before disappearing back into the chaos below as the vessel achieved loft. Zathen had blacked out after that. It was his last abiding memory of Istvan V. Aboard the Charybdis, descending to the cargo decks, the treachery felt that day still burned in the pyroclast. Zathen had not fought in the same battalion as those he now kept company with, but he knew these four raged as he did. They wanted revenge, but ever since the massacre they had been running, defeated, shattered, pathetic. It all ended now. With or without Vulcan, Zathen was determined to take some measure of vengeance against the Death Guard Legion, against all the damned traitors who had ever turned on the 18th. They had barely been below decks for half an hour when Zadar's voice brought Zathen back from his dark reminiscence. "Up ahead!" the legionary growled through the scale mask hung across his mouth grill. Kurak took up position ahead of the squad as scout. He moved slowly but steadily, flame projector out in front, the igniter giving off a rasping burn. "What did you see?" asked Zathen, curt. He saw nothing on his retinal display and cycled through the visual spectra to make sure he wasn't missing anything Zadar had picked up. "Something," replied the other pyroclast. "A shadow, a form." "Both or either?" Zadar shook his head. "It was there." Zathen grunted, irritated. "Kurak!" Kurak had advanced 50 paces ahead of the rest of the patrol. "Coming back, around, east!" He suddenly burst into a labored run, fuel tanks clanking against the reinforced promethium hose that fed his flamer. The other four turned as one, Zathen shouldering himself in front. Between Kurak at its back and the rest of the pyroclasts ahead of it, whatever Zadar had seen was trapped. "I have no line of sight," hissed Mugarna, stalling to scan the shadowy corridor with his eyes. "Nothing," Baduk agreed, shaking his head. Zathen scowled, annoyed. "Did you see someone or not, Zadar?" "A form, as I already said." The cargo hold was a mess of tunnels and narrow conduits, chambers and storage alcoves. Some areas of below decks were vast hangar-like lofts where the near fully assembled chassis of gunships could be stored for spare parts. Others were little more than crawl spaces. In such warrens, it was all too common for mortals shirking their duties or stowaways to seek refuge, believing themselves forgotten by their overseers. A refugee, a lost serf, it could easily be one of them that Zadar had seen. But Zathen knew different. His instincts were never wrong. Even before Istvan V, he had known something was out of alignment. Only his fraternal bond with those he thought were his fellow legions had blinded him to the truth. Not any more. Zathen caught it in his peripheral vision. Dirty white carapace against mottled green shoulder guards. Slope-fronted war helms with slatted grill masks. A foul odor. only one conclusion. "The Death Guard are here," snarled Zathan. "Slay them!" He wanted vengeance. He wanted honor. Most of all, he wanted the sons of Mortarion to suffer. Unleashing an inferno, Zathan bathed the tunnel in fire. "Betrayers will burn," he vowed, shouting at the writhing form inside the conflagration he had just ignited. It took him a few seconds to realize someone else was shouting too. Zadar again. Mugarna and Baduk had him around his shoulders, hauling on the flame projector. Zathan roared, incensed and confused.
"Unhand me!"
Smoke occluded his vision, even through his helmet lenses. A warning icon was flashing, though. Belatedly, Zathan realized Kurak's tactical ident had turned amber. Wounded, biometrics relayed by the retinal feed suggested critically. Too late, Zathan knew what he had done. Dirty white carapace became fire-blackened drake green. A brother on his knees, his armor smoldering, his rebreather fused so he could not even scream his agony. The fire ebbed, Zathan's weapon shut off by his comrades. He remembered slumping against a crate of Medicaid supplies, his fuel tanks shrieking loudly as he slid down and they scraped against metal. Zadar reached Kurak first. The wounded pyroclast was still burning as he fell onto his side. His mind reeling at what he had done, Zathan looked up to the heavens and found someone looking back at him. He frowned, confused.
"What are you doing here?"
he asked, slurring the question. Mugarna and Baduk had slowed when they saw Zadar turn. He was shouting again and urging them back with furious sweeps of his arm. It took another second for Kurak's Promethium reserve to cook off and for the tank he carried it in to explode. Kurak and Zadar were blasted apart. Mugarna and Baduk were ripped off their feet and thrown into a bulkhead. Armor plate cracked, audible above the explosion. The memory of Istvan V reared its ugly head again, and for the second time during his life, Zathan burned.